Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 298, the stanzas 1 and 3. My steadfast heart, O God, will sound thy praise abroad. With tuneful string the dawn shall hear my song. Thy praise I will prolong, and what follows, Psalter 298, the stanzas 1 and 3. Out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Luke 1, the verses 57 through 80. first the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Luke 1, beginning with verse 57. And now Elizabeth's full time came that she should be delivered, and she brought forth a son. And her neighbors and her cousins heard how the Lord had showed great mercy upon her, and they rejoiced with her. And it came to pass that on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they called him Zacharias, after the name of his father. And his mother answered and said, not so, but he shall be called John. And they said unto her, there is none of thy kindred that is called by this name. And he made signs to his father how he would have him called. And he asked for a writing table and wrote, saying, "His name is John." And they marveled all. And his mouth was opened immediately, and his tongue loosed, and he spake and praised God. And fear came on all that dwelt round about them, and all these sayings were noised abroad throughout all the hill country of Judea. And all they that heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, "What manner of child shall this be?" And the hand of the Lord was with him. And his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied, saying, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up an horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he sware to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us, that we being delivered out of the hand of our enemies might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And thou, child, as shall be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, and was in the deserts till the day of his showing unto Israel. We hope to remember in prayer the family of the late Reverend L. Keybohm, with the death of the widow, Mrs. K. Keybohm, in Rock Valley, Iowa, at the age of 90 years. Mr. and Mrs. Aryan and Henrietta Vadine, and Mr. and Mrs. Tom and Emily Vandervane, and Mr. and Mrs. Sean and Julia Niels, who were all blessed with the birth of a baby girl. And Mr. and Mrs. Andrew and the niece Mounts, who were blessed with the birth of a baby boy. Mr. and Mrs. Adrian and Peter Nella Hanks Mangel hope to commemorate their 59th wedding anniversary this week. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Everlasting, almighty, unchangeable, covenant-keeping God, and then it is pleased thee to grant unto us and our children another Lord's Day, the second last Lord's Day of this year, and that has already far run its course. And then thou wast spared the whole congregation, from the youngest to the oldest, wherever we were called to be. May we be given to see thy good hand therein, and be humbled thereunder. And then thou wast not only spared life, but thou wast granted unto forefathers and mothers, that thou wast blessed them by the first time in their married life and by renewal with the birth of a little child, O Lord. Thou knowest all the fears and the concerns that there have been. But then thou hast made all things well. Grant then a broken and a humble heart, with prayers multiplied, that these little ones may be born to be born again, that they may be little children for the coming of thy kingdom, for the honor and glory of thy great and worthy name. We commend unto thee the grandparents, the great-grandparents, with an increased blessing and with an increased responsibility. We commend unto thee all the expecting families. May it please thee to watch over them. We remember the family circles that have experienced disappointments in their married life. And now in this morning hour, then there may be fathers and mothers who have received a little child out of thy hand, and who may be so privileged that they may present their little child unto and before thee in a very special way, and to receive the sign and the seal of the covenant and thy thrice holy name upon their little foreheads, Lord. Then also their thoughts shall multiply, where thou hast made a difference, yea, a great difference, with other fathers and mothers. And we commend them unto thee, those fathers and mothers who had hoped that they may also stand with these parents, embracing a little child, to receive the sacrament. But thy way has been different. They were called upon to bring their premature child to the cemetery. And, oh Lord, then in this morning hour, with those empty arms, then we may humbly ask thee that thou may remember and uphold those parents in a special way. Then we may humbly ask thee that thou may grant unto those parents that there may be a little rejoicing with these parents, that they may embrace a living child. Lord, thou knowest how these fathers and mothers have come up to thy house. May it be with humble and broken hearts, with eyes toward the heavens, and with the prayer that thou may remember the family circles. May they have asked great things of thee. Thou art a great God. We have no rights. Thou art not obligated, but thou wast said in thy word that thou wilt be inquired of the house of Israel to do it for them. May it then please thee to do for these little children what is signified in the sacrament, and that is to be washed and cleansed in the precious blood of thy dear Son. Ah, Lord, we all stand in need of the second birth. 'Tis a great privilege when we may be under the external administration of the covenant, where thou wast promised to dwell, where thou wast promised to work. But our names need to be written in the book of life. Lord, wilt thou remember these parents with the oath which they hope to make to pass Lord's Day? We have heard the solemnity thereof. May that have granted many exercises and many prayers to these parents, a profound impression that thou art the searcher of the hearts, thou knowest the secrets within, and thou knowest how the oaths are made. Lord, help them to instruct their dear children in the things of the Lord. To that end, may it please thee to bless thy word, but also the sacrament in this morning hour, for the conversion of sinners, but also for the comfort and the edification of thy children. May it be used for the strengthening of faith. The realm of nature, then thou showest that thou art that faithful covenant-keeping God, whereby renewal may be the first day of winter. Then thou showest unto us that in thy providence that thou rules over everything, thou fulfilleth thy promise which thou hast made to Noah. And now, Lord, it can be that in this morning hour that there are souls with such a winter in their heart, where it seems to be so dark and so impossible, but the prophet of old has declared, "But unto you that fear my name, as shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings." May word and sacrament be used to that end, ah, Lord. We have heard out of thy holy word, with the circumcision of little John, that wonderful things have taken place, that thy worthy name was praised. Fear came upon many, and there was a true rejoicing in the midst of thy church that thou had visited thy Zion. Wilt thou so remember us as a congregation? Thou was granted in the past week a male members meeting We commend unto thee those that have been re-elected for an office, for a position, Bethesda Independent. May their eyes be upon thee, and grant thy gracious help, and also the decision to build a new sanctuary. May it prosper in thy hand. Help the committee, carried upon the wings of prayer, and may it also be for the four newborn children and these little children, that in due time they may receive a place therein, and that it may be richly experienced in this dark and serious time where thy judgments are hanging low over the earth, that thou shalt remember thy covenant, and thou shalt remember thy covenant, but that it may be experienced amongst us and our dear children in a very rich measure, that many jewels may be added to the meritorial crown of King Jesus, and the further leadings in the steps of grace. Lord, we remember all the mourning ones. The widow of one of thy former servants has exchanged time for eternity. We commend the whole family circle unto thee. We commend unto thee all the widows of thy servants, also the widow of thy servant who has labored amongst us for many years. Wilt thou remember and uphold as the infirmities increase, and remember for body and soul. And Lord, do remember all the mourning ones amongst us. Also in this morning with the administration of the sacrament, many bleeding hearts of parents who were called upon to bring a dear child to the grave, do remember and uphold them. And then also bleeding hearts of parents, grandparents, when they think of their seed who have left the old truth and the old ways. We commend unto thee all the elderly, all the sick and afflicted ones. And now, Lord, we humbly beg of thee for thy gracious help, and by renewal we may ask that in a little way we may be given to resemble what we have heard out of thy holy word, that thy praises may arise out of the dust. Wilt thou pardon us of all of our sins? We ask it for Christ's sake only. Amen. We shall read the form for the administration of holy baptism, which you can find on page 126 in the back of the Psalter. The principal parts of the doctrine of holy baptism are these three. First, that we with our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are children of wrath, insomuch that we cannot enter into the kingdom of God. except we are born again. This the dipping, inner sprinkling with water teaches us, whereby the impurity of our souls is signified, and we admonish to loathe and humble ourselves before God and seek for our purification and salvation without ourselves. Secondly, holy baptism witnesseth and sealeth unto us the washing away of our sins through Jesus Christ. Therefore we are baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. For when we are baptized in the name of the Father, God the Father witnesseth and sealeth unto us that he doth make an eternal covenant of grace with us, and adopts us for his children and heirs, and therefore will provide us with every good thing, and avert all evil, or turn it to our profit. And when we are baptized in the name of the Son sealeth unto us that he doth wash us in his blood from all our sins, incorporating us into the fellowship of his death and resurrection, so that we are freed from all our sins and accounted righteous before God. In like manner, when we are baptized in the name of the Holy Ghost assures us by this holy sacrament that he will dwell in us and sanctify us to be members of Christ, applying unto us that which we have in Christ, namely, the washing away of our sins and the daily renewing of our lives, till we shall finally be presented without spot or wrinkle among the assembly of the elect in life eternal. Thirdly, whereas in all covenants there are contained two parts, therefore are we by God through baptism admonished of and obliged unto new obedience, namely, that we cleave to this one God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, that we trust in him and love him with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our mind, and with all our strength, that we forsake the world, crucify our old nature, and walk in a new and holy life. And if we sometimes, through weakness, fall into sin, we must not therefore despair of God's mercy, nor continue in sin, since baptism is a seal and undoubted testimony that we have an eternal covenant of grace with God. And although our young children do not understand these things, we may not therefore exclude them from baptism, for as they are without their knowledge partakers of the condemnation in Adam, so are they again received unto grace in Christ, as God speaketh unto Abram, the father of all the faithful, and therefore unto us and our children, saying, I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee in their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. Genesis 17, verse 7. This also the Apostle Peter testifieth with these words, for the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Acts 2 verse 39. And therefore God formerly commanded them to be circumcised, which was a seal of the covenant and of the righteousness of faith. And therefore Christ also embraced them, laid his hands upon them, and blessed them. Mark 10. Since then baptism is come in the place of circumcision, therefore infants are to be baptized as heirs of the kingdom of God and of his covenant, and parents are in duty bound further to instruct their children herein when they shall arrive to years of discretion, that therefore this holy ordinance of God may be administered to his glory, to our comfort, and to the edification of his church. Let us call upon his holy name. O Almighty and Eternal God, thou who hast according to thy severe judgment punished the unbelieving and unrepentant world with the flood, and hast according to thy great mercy saved and protected believing Noah and his family, thou who hast drowned the obstinate Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, and hast led thy people Israel through the midst of the sea upon dry ground, by which baptism was signified, we beseech thee that thou wilt be pleased of thine infinite mercy graciously to look upon these children and incorporate them by thy Holy Spirit into thy Son Jesus Christ, that he may be buried with him into his death and be raised with him in newness of life, that they may daily follow him, joyfully bearing their cross, and cleave unto him in true faith, firm hope, and ardent love, that they may with a comfortable sense of thy favor leave this life, which is nothing but a continual death, and at the last day may appear without terror before the judgment seat of Christ thy Son, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost, one only God, lives and reigns forever. Amen. We now ask the parents to arise. Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have heard that baptism is an ordinance of God to seal unto us and to our seed his covenant. Therefore it must be used for that end and not out of custom or superstition, that it may then be manifest that you are thus minded. You are to answer sincerely to these questions. First, whether you acknowledge that although our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are subject to all misery, yea, to condemnation itself, yet that they are sanctified in Christ, and therefore as members of his church ought to be baptized. Secondly, whether you acknowledge the doctrine which is contained in the Old and New Testaments and in the articles of the Christian faith, and which is taught here in this Christian church to be the true and perfect doctrine of salvation. Thirdly, whether you promise and intend to see these children when come to the years of discretion, instructed and brought up in the aforesaid doctrine, or help or cause them to be instructed therein to the utmost of your power. What is your answer before the Lord and in the midst of this congregation of Father Gerben de Jong, Mother de Jong, Father Richard de Kock, Mother de Kock, Father Cornel Liefding, Mother Liefding, Father Henry Van Harten, Mother Van Harten, Father Dennis Van Manen, and Mother Van Manen. Mothers, you may be seated. Parents, then you realize very well your thoughts also multiply in this morning hour where the Lord has made a difference with you as parents. Past season, there have been many fears and concerns with families that were expecting a child. And now in this morning, you may present your little child where there are parents with empty arms. May we not forget them in prayer. And then fathers and mothers, has that now been a question that has been oppressed upon your hearts also in this week and in this morning? Lord, what maketh us to differ? Are not better. But then the Lord has made a difference where there is no difference. And now in this morning hour, then you may be so privileged that you may present your little child in the presence of the Lord before him to receive the sign and the seal of the covenant, and to receive the Lord's thrice holy name upon their little foreheads. And then on the shortest day of the year, the first day of winter, when it can be so dark and dismal in the realm of nature, then on this very day, that the sacrament of holy baptism may be administered. Ah, oh, what a preaching and what a proclamation we have heard it. Ah, oh, the water tells us that our children are unclean, born and conceived in sin. But now the water points to the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, who was born in a stable, laid in the manger, and who is the light of the world, and his name has been called Jesus because he has come to save his people from their sins. And now the sacrament of holy baptism in this morning hour declares not only the possibility, but the sureness that the Lord shall continue to remember his covenant and to gather his church, O parents. May you do as we read in the scripture, also mentioned in the form, that there were those parents that have brought their little child to Jesus with a desire and prayer that he may lay his hands upon them, bless them, and pray over them. In the form what your fathers have composed, and then they have mentioned different attributes of that great, majestic, triune God. And then they begin with an almighty God. His parents, no, we cannot convert our children. We cannot convert ourselves. That is the work of a triune God. But I read in the Bible what is impossible with man, that is possible with God Almighty, and the next, eternal God. From everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. And also we and our children. Your little child had a beginning, parents. You have been the means in the Lord's providence to bring this child forth. But what a solemn thought when we embrace and hold our little child, then we are embracing eternity. And now the Lord grants this precious time of grace that we may receive that one thing needful. Oh, then we have heard it. Instructors have also spoken of the Lord's justice. Noah, the ark, spoken of an unbelieving and unrepentant world. Unbelieving and unrepentant world. But then in that ark, oh, it points to the Lord Jesus Christ, the same matter that is signified in the sacrament of holy baptism in the Bible. We read of three arks. Ark of Noah, the ark where Moses received safety in the water, and the ark of the covenant with the mercy seat. Thus almighty, eternal, just, also declared. Sin needs to be paid for. But then also infinite mercy. That is now declared. All parents, may the prayers be multiplied. All the composers, both in the opening prayer and the closing prayer, they have spoken also of the Holy Ghost, and that is so needful. May the prayers be multiplied for us and our children. And in the closing prayer, then it is asked, may be piously and religiously educated, except the Lord build a house. Labors build in vain, but we do need to build the Lord. has not only decreed and appointed the ends, but also the means, and the Lord works by word and spirit, fathers and mothers. May it please the Lord in the busyness of life to continually impress divine realities upon all of our hearts, and that with the Lord's help, that we may be given to instruct our children with godly example and much prayer. May it please the Lord to do what is signified in the sacrament of holy baptism. Fathers, you may be seated. Our grandparents and great-grandparents, and then also a special mourning for you, when you may witness that of your seed they may be baptized in the name of a triune God. And what a blessing, oh, we have heard of wonderful things out of God's word. That with the circumcision of John, that there was not only spoken of John, Elizabeth, and Zacharias, but that there were those that were given to rejoice, and that fear came upon all them when these things were noised abroad in the hillside of Judea. And then what a privilege and what a blessing it is when the Lord by His Spirit binds our seed upon the heart, when He grants special prayers more so, when He grants a promise concerning the same, because when the Lord grants a promise, then there shall be that pleading which is granted also by the Spirit. It is true, the Lord oftentimes works through mysterious and wonderful ways in congregation. Then by renewal, the sacrament of holy baptism may be administered in the midst of the congregation. And then in this morning, it may be declared through the sacrament what the angel has declared to the shepherds. Ah, may there be some shepherds in our midst in that dark night with so many perplexities, but then the sacrament of holy baptism may be declared, that there are glad tidings that are brought to all people, that there is born, we read it, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. And so it is with the sacrament of holy baptism, all young and old. Then it is declared that there is a Savior. Then it is declared that there is a way to be saved. But it needs to take place in our life. Ah, may it please the Lord to use the sacrament for the conversion of sinners, that it may be used, that we may be given to see unconverted, so black and so vile. But now the sacrament, because Christ, He has given, He has instituted two sacraments for the strengthening of their most holy faith. And now when there may be such shepherds in that dark night where it is so impossible for them to be ever saved, oh, dark inside, and it can be dark outside, concerning the providence of the Lord, for such shepherds that have tried to save themselves, but still so lost, may it then please the Lord by His almighty grace, by the work of the Spirit, that it may be used, that it may be applied, because there is a church that desires to hear, that first part that is such a wonder, those glad tidings when there is a possibility for us and our children to be saved from all our sins and to be reconciled, to experience that blessed communion that already is such a wonder. But there are shepherds that need more, all that are begging and praying for the shepherd's portion, and that not only by the first time, but also by renewal, that further light may be shed upon the mysteries of salvation. The Lord has a people that is a fitting prayer. With the sacrament of holy baptism, O Spirit, wilt thou show me the riches of the work of that covenant trying God, the work of the Father as we have heard it out of the form, the work of the Son, and the work of the Holy Spirit. May it then please the Lord, when the sacrament may be administered, that it may sound forth, and that it may be applied to our heart. For unto you is born this day, in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. While the children shall be brought in, let us sing together of Psalter 425, the fourth stanza. Ye seed from Abraham descended, to whom his favors were extended, and Jacob's children, whom the Lord has chosen, hearken to his word. And what follows, 425, stanza 4. I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Ainsley Alicia, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Ava Stephanie, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Nevea Jane, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Elise Catherine, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We now ask the congregation to arise and to sing of Psalter 425, the fifth stanza. Close with thanksgiving. Almighty God and merciful Father, we thank and praise thee that thou hast forgiven us and our children all our sins through the blood of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, and received us through thy Holy Spirit as members of thine only begotten Son, and adopted us to be thy children, and sealed and confirmed the same unto us by holy baptism. We beseech thee, through the same Son of thy love, that thou wilt be pleased always to govern these baptized children by thy Holy Spirit, that they may be piously and religiously educated, increase and grow up in the Lord Jesus Christ, that they then may acknowledge thy fatherly goodness and mercy, which thou hast shown to them and us, and live in all righteousness under our only teacher, King and High Priest Jesus Christ, and manfully fight against and overcome sin, the devil, and his whole dominion to the end, that they may eternally praise and magnify thee and thy Son Jesus Christ, together with the Holy Ghost, the one only true God. Amen. Psalter 448, the stanzas 1 and 2. Blessed be the God of Israel, the Lord who visited his own, who by his gracious providence redemption unto us made known, and what follows. Psalter 448, the first two stanzas. this morning hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Luke 1, the verses 72 through 75. To perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he sware to our father Abraham, and that he would grant unto us that we being delivered out of the hand of our enemies might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. Our text words speak of Zacharias extolling mercy in his song with the circumcision of John, with three thoughts. First, performed mercy. Secondly, covenant mercy. And in the third place, effectual mercy. Zechariah extolling mercy in a song with the circumcision of John. Performed mercy, covenant mercy, and effectual mercy. A beloved congregation, and then we have heard out of God's word that with the circumcision of little John, a little son, this morning there were five daughters, and that with the circumcision of John, that wonderful things have taken place. That was a time that Zacharias and Elizabeth and those that were present, that they have never forgotten, and that the praises of the Lord were extolled. Oh, then as Zacharias, we know the history, and that name Zacharias, that means to be remembered by Jehovah. Oh, that Zacharias, his parents have given him a special name, but it went through the depths. Although the Lord is not a land of outer darkness for his people, and a dear wife, that means the oath of God. And it is written of them, both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. They have prayed oftentimes with a special request. For a Zacharias and an Elizabeth. Many a time undoubtedly have been invited and present with the circumcision of little boys, but empty arms, have prayed much, opening at the throne of grace at times, given to believe, but still barren. Are there such spiritual Zacharias and Elizabeths in our midst that cannot make themselves fruitful? To that end, they need the bridegroom. But now, performed mercy. Oh, the angel Gabriel has given Zacharias, when he was serving in the temple, a visit with such a wonderful message that he would receive a son. And then we would think, congregation, that at that time, that Zacharias would sing a song. But oh, that awful God dishonoring unbelief. Oh, as Zacharias knew it, the command of the king that we are called to believe. But the true child of God experiences that faith is a gift of God. And then that unbelief to make God a liar, small thoughts of the Lord. And he has asked for a sign. Can also be that the church may ask for a sign in the way of faith. Oh, it lies so close together. Think of a Gideon who was asked for two signs. And he has received a sign. It was through a deep way. But Zacharias has received a sign. He would be dumb till the matter would be performed. There are souls that understand it and that oftentimes think they may now receive more light. If I may be led further and to receive assurance, the exercise of faith, then I would be the happiest soul upon the earth to be the Lord's. And then I would sing the Lord's praises. And Zacharias has returned to his dear wife. Oh, what a blessing, parents. Both righteous before the Lord. Both on that narrow way that leadeth to eternal life. Both traveling to heaven. Then what a blessing it was for Zacharias that he had a wife that was also partaker of grace. Just imagine a Pharisee. Oh, then Zacharias, how ill he would have been treated, how he would have been rebuked. But a wife with grace, oh, for that Elizabeth, how she must have prayed for her dear husband. What a blessing when it is between husband and wife. And must come to our text. For 3 months, Elizabeth and Mary would say it more in heaven than upon earth. And a Zacharias, a dumb Zacharias, all his own fault, his own guilt, how the tears must have rolled, but the Lord has performed his mercy. The Lord has given them a little son. Angel has told Zacharias what their little son must be called. So parents, it was not difficult for them because the name was given. And now for a Zacharias to hold a little son and yet to be dumb. Because surely a Zacharias, he surely was given to believe until these things have been performed, when he may hold a son that his mouth would be opened and immediately that he would be given to praise the Lord for his mercy. Ah, those 8 days at his wit's end. But until these things be performed, Zacharias, that includes the naming of the child. And then as Zacharias, that he was given to write on that writing table, his name is John, and immediately his mouth was opened. Ah, the Lord performed mercy. Was the Lord's time to visit his church? And now in the first two chapters of Luke, we have two songs. And they were all given to praise and magnify. And now Zacharias, in the first place, he did not sing of his little son, but he sung of him of whom John the Baptist would prepare the way, the Lord Jesus Christ. He was given to sing of covenant mercies. That is our second thought. And those covenant mercies, also common mercies, they are great. And they are manifold. And in this morning, when we are meditating upon the covenant, then in this past week and in this day, then the Lord shows unto us what a faithful covenant God he is. Wednesday morning in the west, a beautiful rainbow. Lord has spoken thereof and promised. In Genesis 9, the verses 11 through 17, the promise of the Lord that the earth would no more be destroyed by a flood. And in this day, Genesis 8, verse 22, when Noah has come out of the ark and offered sacrifices unto the Lord, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, summer and winter, cold and heat, day and night shall not cease. By renewal in this day, the winter season may commence. The Lord in his providence, he continues all things as they are. And I read in Psalm 72 verse 5, that they shall fear thee as long as the sun and the moon endure throughout all generations. But now Zacharias, he was given to speak of those everlasting covenant mercies. That is that everlasting and unchangeable covenant of grace. Has its beginning in the never begun eternity in the Council of Peace, where the Trinity is counseled together concerning a chosen church. How it would be possible that sons and daughters, all parents, may we be included among them, that sons and daughters, fallen sons and daughters of Adam, who lie under condemnation, how they may receive a place to praise and glorify a triune God. How shall I place them among the children? And now concerning covenant mercies, that is that covenant of grace, all the work of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And now the Father, he can only perform those covenant mercies through the channel if we may reverently say it so, the meritorial work of Jesus Christ. Those common mercies which we may enjoy and be partakers of, they are not merited by Christ, because Christ has only merited those covenant mercies for his chosen church, which he receives of his Father as a reward upon his meritorial work, as we read in Psalm 2, verse 8. Nevertheless, those common mercies, they are a consequence of those covenant mercies, because if there were no covenant mercies, then the earth would no longer exist, because there is no church to be gathered. Nevertheless, covenant mercies, oh, they are such wonderful mercies. In the first place, they are so free. In the second place, they are so necessary. In the third place, they are so full. Oh, in the fourth place, they are so satisfying. Oh, then in the fifth place, they are so God-glorifying, because therein a triune God may receive all the honor and the glory. And now, that old Zacharias, filled with the Holy Spirit, then for that people present, how they must have rejoiced when the mouth of that old Zacharias was opened, and that he was given to speak of the wonderful things of the Lord. Oh, especially for that Elizabeth, his wife, that how the tears must have rolled, that the Lord has also given unto her dear husband. Ah, the church, oftentimes they sing by turns, and then a Mary and an Elizabeth, they have sung together. But now what the Lord has given, the Spirit has given unto Zacharias. And then we have mentioned, not in the first place to speak of his little son, but to speak of the Lord Jesus Christ, because that is what Zacharias was given to speak about covenant mercies, because we read, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant. Oh, it is a holy covenant made between a holy God, the three persons, but also a person, purpose that there may come a holy people to receive. Oh, it is declared in the sacrament of baptism. Holy covenant mercies, the wonderful work of a triune God. How it is possible that a black and vile sinner, in a dark night, that they may be washed and cleansed and be made whiter than the snow. Oh, as surely as the water cleanses the filth from our body, so the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin. Oh, then as Zacharias, he was enlightened. He was given to sing of those holy covenant mercies. And then concerning those covenant mercies, the oath which he swore to our father Abram. Oh, we have heard on the last Lord's Day in the evening service, oh, fathers and mothers, have you meditated upon it, what an oath is? Have you turned it into prayer? And have you asked the Lord that he may grant his blessing? But now concerning those covenant mercies, no, the Lord does not need to confirm his word by an oath, because he is the God of truth. And as he read in Titus, that it is a God that cannot lie, but that is for the little faith and for the unbelief of his child, that he has confirmed it by an oath. As we read to Abram in Genesis 22, verses 16 through 18, and in thy seed shall all the earth be blessed, and confirmed it by an oath, we read thereof in Hebrews 6, the verses 13 and 8 through 18, that the Lord has swore an oath by two immutable things. And among commentators there are different thoughts, but when we speak of those two immutable things, that in the first place the promise that the Lord grants unto his church, those covenant promises, those covenant mercies, thus in the first place the promises for his church, and those promises, they have an address, and that people has declared, and the Lord now as a people, that there are times that their heart and life may be declared, and that the Spirit grants arm to embrace the promise. But now two immutable things, that the Lord has also sworn an oath by himself, through himself, because he could swear by no other, that he has sworn by his essence, that he has sworn by his attributes, that what the Lord has promised, that it shall be fulfilled in his time and his way. And there is a people, that can believe it for the church, but now to believe it for self. And that is now the work of the Holy Spirit. We see it in the life of the New Testament church, that it was the work of the Spirit to lead them into those covenant mercies. Elizabeth and Mary, they have sung, and now it may be as Zacharias, the angels in the fields of Ephrata, they would soon sing of those covenant unchangeable mercies. Glory to God on the highest, peace on earth, goodwill toward men, thus confirmed covenant mercies. And now concerning those mercies, Zacharias was given to sing the oath which he sware to our father Abram, was after Abram by saving faith was given to offer his dear son Isaac on the Mount Moriah. And concerning that oath, it is also declared in Psalm 89 concerning David, that the Lord has sworn an oath that the greater David would sit on the throne. Those covenant mercies, those unchangeable mercies, they are so wide, they are so broad, they cannot be fathomed. That is the eternal love of a triune God, that there is a mercy for the chiefest of sinners. In the strict sense of the word, then we could make a separation between grace and mercy. Grace for the guilty, and mercy for the miserable, but they are intertwined and they are connected. And now those covenant mercies, they may declare that there is mercy for the chiefest of sinners, and therefore, congregation, you can never say that it is not for you. But now when our second thought is performed mercies, then the Lord has done everything that was required in the covenant of grace. Christ has come. He has paid the price. It is declared in this morning in the sacrament of holy baptism. Thus performed covenant mercies, but young and old, they need to be performed in our heart in the way of application, because Christ, he is not only a mediator that has merited salvation, but he is the mediator in the state of his exaltation that applies that salvation. It is the work of the Holy Spirit to make room for those covenant mercies, of course. Already that regeneration that is included in that covenant of grace. But now it is the work of the Holy Spirit to uncover a sinner more and more, that they may learn the great need of that mercy, because young and old, without that covenant mercy, We are forever lost, forever condemned, forever under the wrath of God. Oh, what shall it be? Under the proclamation of covenant mercies, and that the Lord calls unto us, ah, concerning those covenant mercies. Then we read of that people in affliction in Ezekiel 2 verse 24, and God heard their groaning. Oh, are there a few sighers and groaners in our midst? And God heard their groaning. And God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And the Lord shall continue to remember his covenant. He has promised to work from generation to generation. But let us not forget the text out of Ezekiel 36, verse 37. I will be inquired of the house of Israel to do it for them. Our third thought. Effectual mercy. Because Zacharias has continued that he would grant unto us. Ah, Zacharias, a good place, an enlarged heart, a desire for all those that were present to be partakers of those covenant mercies that he would grant unto us, that we being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, and there are also temporal enemies, but then it is clear that Zacharias was given to speak of those spiritual enemies, and that there was a purpose. Because Zacharias has related, he has sung, might serve him without fear. That is the purpose of those covenant mercies. That a people, when they are given to experience, that they might, that is the desire, might serve him without fear. And that is a people that become partaker of that filial fear that worketh by love. They become servants. They become handmaidens. And that is a people, oh, it is true, they have many fears. Because about 65 or 66 times in the Bible we fear those fear nots. But that is a people that do not serve him out of slavish fear. But that is a people that serve out of love. To that end, there is such an enmity in the heart of natural man, and the church also has to do with that enmity, that we learn the enmity against free and sovereign grace to be saved without price, without money. That is the pride of man in daily life. When we purchase something and we pay for it in full, then we feel it is all our own and we have the right that we may use it exactly as we please, of course not in a sinful way. But when we are now very poor and we have people that help us, that is a blessing, when we may help the poor, when they give us many a gift, that can also be against the pride nature of those poor. but then that people feel they are under a certain obligation to the giver because they have received so much for naught. And now in the way of grace, that is the pride of natural man. But now those covenant mercies, faith worketh by love. And then they receive the privilege and the desire that they might serve him without fear. And further, in holiness and righteousness, that is that life declared, also sanctification, concerning baptism, justification and sanctification, and holiness and righteousness before him. And when? All the days of our life. That is the fruit of those covenant mercies. The covenant of grace. Concerning the covenant, that word is mostly mentioned in the book of Genesis and in the book of Deuteronomy. 13 times in Genesis 17 with the institution of circumcision. But we also read in the Bible that the Lord has spoken, Genesis 17 verse 14, of breaking the covenant. Leviticus 26. Also the Lord has spoken of a people that abhor my statutes, despise my judgments, walk not in all my commandments, and break my covenant. That concerns the external administration of that covenant. And that is a very terrible thing, to break that covenant. Not to misunderstand the covenant of grace. That is a one-sided covenant. And then the Spirit grants that love and desire to walk in the Lord's ways. But now in the external sense, to say what we read in the book of Job, a people, depart from me, we have not a desire in thy ways. What is the Almighty that we serve him, and what profit is that we pray unto him? And then Leviticus 26, you can read it, family circles, after there is spoken of the breaking of that covenant, then we read many verses of the judgments of the Lord that would come upon him. That's the sovereignty and responsibility. Oh, covenant mercies. And that remains the hope and the wonder for the church of God. Was also the hope and expectation of a David, the sweet psalmist of Israel. We shall close with that text. The end of his life. 2 Samuel 23, verse 5. Although my house be not so with God, yet he hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things, and sure. For this is all my salvation and all my desire, although he make it not to grow. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we have tried to say, and who is able to explain it, the riches, the depth, the breadth of the blessings of that eternal, unchangeable covenant. also portrayed and declared in the sacrament of holy baptism. Then as a church, as a people, may we be given to beg concerning that covenant, that thou may work richly and mightily amongst us, then by renewal. Then we commend these fathers and mothers unto thee, who may return to their dwelling, and thou, their little daughter, has become a God-bearer, ah, Lord. May it be fulfilled for them what the old Zacharias has sung and spoken of the wonders of that covenant. Lord, watch over us in this day. Wilt thou help fathers and mothers to instruct their children, to sing together, to read together, to pray together, to worship together. Return us in this evening our pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing psalter, Psalter 289, and we shall sing as many as are necessary for the collection. Oh, praise the Lord, his deeds make known, and call upon his name, and what follows. The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. At the male members' meeting held December 18, the following office bearers were chosen for elder: Mr. Henry DeCook and Mr. Case Oscom. For deacon, Mr. Peter Grisnick and Mr. Vincent Van Ray. All have accepted their respective offices. Lawful objections may be brought to the attention of the consistory before January 3. At the meeting, the male members have voted in favor of building a new sanctuary, and there will be Christmas Day services on Thursday, December 25 at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. 289, as many stanzas as are necessary for the collection.
Thank you.
Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.